everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Ultra Hope Girls, a Danganronpa podcast. Today, the three of us will be assuming the role of the family man himself, Jin Kirigiri, and we will be acting as principal and assigning superlative roles to the characters in the main three games. Just a heads up that this episode will spoil the entirety of the Danganronpa series. And with that, let's get started.
I'm Maddie.
I'm Marin.
And I'm Caroline.
And we are the family man.
One, two.
Welcome to the Danganronpa podcast.
You're on the threshold of an amazing episode. Showtime.
And today we are the family. That's a Nicolas Cage movie. Have you seen that movie?
No, what, really?
It's about, it's like, is this man who's like really rich Wall Street guy, and he this angel comes down and he's like, don't you want to know what your life would be like if you ended up with like your college sweetheart and you got married to her instead of leaving her? And then it like his life changes, and it's like he's living his new life, like the alternate reality where he has like three kids and a wife, and he's like working for a family company. And of course, you know, the movie ends with like us being sad because that's not real. But then he goes after the woman and they fall back in love. It's Nicolas Cage, but also it's a really cute movie.
I think for this episode, the art should be like Jin Kirigiri's face on Nicolas Cage's for that movie.
Okay. Nicolas Cage and Jin Kirigiri are the same person. Mm,
perfect. Perfect.
Okay. You heard it here first, folks. Okay.
All right, folks. So just for more details for what we're doing today, we're going to be using the categories of class clown, biggest flirt, most likely to succeed, best hair, most likely to be a reality TV star, most school spirit, best dressed, most likely to be famous, most athletic, and most likely to be president. And we'll be picking two people from any of the main three games, and they will be winning that award from us.
Correct. Indeed. And part of the challenge was we could not have any repeats. We could not give a single person two categories. We could only give them one.
That was a challenge.
That was hard. I had like a couple that were, I think Yasuhiro was in like half.
Yeah, same. I experienced the same thing.
Shall we start with Class Clown?
Let's do it. I'm actually so curious as to how many of these we're going to repeat.
I know, I did, because some of these I was like, oh, obviously, like, it's going to be these two, you know, but who knows, because we all kind of, we think differently.
This will be like the Myers-Briggs episode when we're like, obviously, they're this, and we're all picking different things.
I had the thought of, like, perhaps we are the deliberation committee, and we then have to come up with, between our nominees, who are the two. I think that's a good idea, because I feel like we aren't going to get, like, Myers-Briggs, there's so much to argue over, but yeah. This, I feel like, is a little less that. So would that be fun?
That would be so fun.
Okay, let's do that.
I'm down.
All right, we're the deliberation committee. I'll just keep that part in. That way we know what's up. All right, Class Clown. So for me, I'll say that I'm trying to think of what teacher. I'll be Chisa. I'm Chisa. Hi.
Hey.
And I am nominating for Class Clown. I would like to nominate Genocide Jack and Kokichi Oma.
Very good. Very good. I was going to say I'm Munakata, but I feel like that really doesn't work with my Bestie Picks Waifu episode. So I'm Juzo. I nominate Kokichi and Akane.
Oh, I like Akane.
Who am I?
Munakata.
Yeah, you are.
All right, I am then. Okay. I am Munakata, and as Class Clown, I nominate Kokichi Oma and Miu Iruma.
Oh, interesting.
We agreed on Kokichi.
So Kokichi, 100% Class Clown. Okay. So next we have to decide between Genocide Jack, Akane, and Mew. I will say I have Mew in another category here.
Me as well.
So I may say perhaps not her for that reason. I like Akane. But I will say, so just to have my Genocide Jack moment, I think part of like, one, she just like does not care what people think, and she just says things that are just absurdly hilarious all the time. And the fact that she, you never know when it's Genocide Jack or Toko, is like part of the comedic effect. So
true. Very yeah. true.
But Maddie, you're the, what do you think?
Oh gosh, for class clown, I think I might honestly have to go with Genocide Jack.
Ooh.
Okay.
The reason I put Akane was because she's just always in a silly, goofy mood. but I do like Genocide Jack.
I will say Akane is like kind of like me, where I'm accidentally funny, but I'm never intending to be funny. Whereas like Genocide Jack is like, knows she's funny.
That's true. I'm gonna say let's go with GJ then.
GJ.
GJ.
GJ and Kokich.
Yep.
Yeah, like those two, like they start chaos on purpose. You
right.
know?
Yeah. I feel like class clown tendency is to like you go for the laugh. You know, you're looking to get the laugh. Yeah.
It's true. All right. True. Our listeners will soon, when we get to the V3 season, realize how many nicknames I have for all of the characters in V3.
Church.
Shweech, Moogs, and Kokich. It's just like, I don't
Smoogs.
Know. Moogs. Smoogs. Okay. Next up, biggest flirt. Marin, would you like to start us off with this category?
I would love to. I put for biggest flirt, Teru Teru and Mew.
So I don't actually love the ones I put in this category. The only reason I had it like between a few, and I ended up with these because the other ones that I had that were contenders for this category, I liked for other categories better. So these are kind of like, it kind of came down to a little tiebreaker sort of thing. But for biggest flirt, I actually put Leon and Tenko in this category.
Leon's good. Ooh, I didn't think about Leon. That's a good one. Tenko. Yeah, I could see Tenko, but yeah, I kind of hear what you're saying there. I did Mew was one of mine for biggest flirt. And then the other one, I was really having trouble. I didn't want to give it to Teru Teru because I almost think he's like predatory and I didn't want him to be a flirt. You know what I mean? And so I gave it to Kurekiyo. Kurekiyo Shinguchi. But honestly, I really like Leon.
Leon in a different category, so I'm torn to do that, but if y'all like that, that's totally
maybe we can come back to this one. So let's have sure. I'll cut Kurekiyo. I think that's a weak choice, so let's do Teru Teru. I just don't even want to give him the satisfaction.
I really like Mew for that category Leon, though.
I'd say do. Mew locked in. Mew is in, and then I have written down, we'll come back, we'll loop back around.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I also thought about Teru Teru for that category. And then I was just like, but I don't like him though. I don't want him to win.
He doesn't deserve to be in the yearbook. Oh my gosh, that's great. Most likely to succeed. Maddie, do you want to start us off for this one?
Sure. For most likely to succeed, I have nominated Byakuya and Sonya.
Interesting.
For this one, I have Byakuya. And I have Chihiro Fujisaki.
Oh, okay.
Wow. I have Makoto and Angie. And I have reason. I feel strongly about both. So, okay, we got Makoto. He succeeds at literally whatever he wants to do. Like, has he ever failed at something he's wanted? No, prove me wrong. And then Angie, she just gets what she wants from anyone. You know, they're both like people. I was gonna say people they're both people, you know.
Right. No, that's a good point. I feel like when I'm thinking, you know, most likely to succeed, I have like thoughts of, oh, who's gonna be rich, who is gonna be like rich and successful in that regard, because so, you know, I thought of like the charismatic section more as like most likely to be president. Or like, so I will say I have Angie and Sonya in other categories that I feel a little more strongly about. I feel like Byakuya, we should lock in.
I'm down for that.
I feel like
Byakuya, I feel like for this category, it makes me think of like business, like most right. likely to succeed in like
in business without business. Really trying.
without really trying. Because does Byakuya really have to try? No. Well, no, actually, he kind of does. But
he tries. He puts an effort. Yeah.
I hear you on Makoto, though, Marin. The main reason I disagree with Angie is because I think that she absolutely is likely to succeed in her own endeavors. I just don't see her being voted by the student body as being most likely to succeed.
Because they wouldn't even know.
Yeah, that's a good point. And so Makoto is another I have in another category, and I also feel strongly about. Gotcha. So I wonder, okay, let me just have my pedestal for Chihiro for a second. Okay, here we go.
I'm ready.
Go for
Chihiro
it.
Chihiro is low-key, high-key, going to be the richest Hope's Peak student coming out of the school that is not already inheriting money because he is a genius. He invented an AI. He is literally so smart and deserves also all of the things he would get from succeeding. So I just, he'd be popular among the student body.
That's really true.
Just throwing that in there.
I feel like I want to vote for Chihiro because I also have Sonya in a different category that I feel pretty strongly about.
And have a feeling it's probably the same category as the one I have her in. I'm pretty sure. I would be surprised if we differ.
We'll see.
I'm down for that. I love Chihiro for that category, actually. So
all right. We'll lock that one in then.
Byakuya nice. and Chihiro.
Nice.
Cool.
Every time we say like lock it in, it reminds me of that one game show.
Do you want to be a fifth grader? Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
I was thinking of a different one, but maybe that's where they say lock it in. But I was thinking of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Oh, you know, that, where yeah, they're they like, on that one,
oh, is that your final answer? And they're like, yes, I'd like to lock that answer in.
Classic.
So dramatic. And for what?
Okay. We are on to best hair. I nominated myself. No, I'm just kidding. I do have great hair, though. Love my hair. That's self-love. Okay. For best hair, I nominated Mondo Iwata and Yasuhiro Hugakure.
Very nice. For best hair, I voted Nagito Komaida and Pekko.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
These are my opinions.
I nominated Mondo Iwata and Celestia Ludenberg.
Celestia was close on my list. I did have her as like
I eliminated her between. Because of, again, I have her in another category. Mm-hmm. And there were less people for that other category. So I feel like since Maddie and I both have Mondo, perhaps that's a rule we're coming up with now on the spot.
Majority rules.
Majority rules. So like we'll do Mondo. And then
I just picked which characters I would want to have their hair. Like if I, you know, like.
Yeah, that's a great thought process.
Thank you.
I honestly, of your answers, Nagito, I really did not think of that. And I think that that's a very good answer.
Thank you.
I
appreciate that. I'm down for Celeste. Let's do Celeste since she was my runner up in that category.
Okay. That sounds valid to me. Hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
I do have her in another category. So what if we put down, again, we'll deliberate later, we do Nagito and Celeste to talk about later for the second spot. Next up, we have most likely to be a reality TV star. It depends on what reality show you're talking about. I went with
really
a very
does.
Stereotypical interpretation, but yes.
I did Leon Kawada and Sonya Nevermind.
Oh, what? Oh my God. Not the category I had for Sonya. But
that's what
that's
I was
okay.
like. I don't think you did.
Okay. Leon's a good answer too.
So I had Tsumugi Shirogane, which I feel like is like just self-explanatory. And then I actually had Rentaro as well, because I honestly feel like he just has the vibes of like, he could be on anything. Like he just, yeah, like, I don't know. I could see him going on like a game show. I could see him going on like some kind of drama show. I could see him in a lot of different kinds of scenarios. He's very stylish as well. He's got like a unique aesthetic, which I think would serve him well.
I went in the direction of Real Housewives or Jersey Shore. And I have Junko Enoshima. and I have Hyoko Sayanji. But I will say I almost put Tsubugi instead. So I think I'm good with making Tsubugi one of them because she literally makes a reality show. So I kind of get that.
That's true. Yeah.
Are we good with that?
Yeah, yeah. I put Sonia because she loves reality shows, and I figured as a princess, she could get herself on one. That was my thought process behind that. In case you were wondering why I put her there.
No, I totally see that, actually.
I can see that, like, for her as well.
Yeah. Okay, Rentaro. I did almost put Rentaro. He was in the running for this one too, for me. And then your other one, Marin, was Leon.
Mm-hmm.
This is hard. This is kind of rough because, again, it depends. I will say I do have Sonia in a future category. So if we want to consider her, we should definitely put a pin in this one.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll just say, okay, for Hyoko, which was my other one, I had, and Junko. Junko, I feel like, is obvious. She's going to start drama. She's going to, you know, be two-faced and, like, you know, be like, oh, so-and-so, like, didn't you hear that this person hates you? Oh, this person, I saw them stealing your nail polish. Oh, this person bought the same dress as you for the wedding, or, like, whatever, I don't know. Like, that's Junko. And then Hyoko is good at, like, giving a fit. And oftentimes reality TV, surprise, surprise, is very scripted. And so, you know, you have to have somebody who's, like, good at crying and screaming all the time, because sometimes that's, like, what they ask you to do. So I kind of had her there as that as well.
I like those answers as well, though. Yeah.
Again, very specific reality show vibes.
Yeah. Why don't we put down Tsubugi and we'll come back to the second person, just because we have a lot of options.
That's true. That's a good idea. Okay. Most school spirit.
I kind of love my answers for this one, not gonna lie. But for most school spirit, I nominated Taka and Hina.
Oh my god.
That's good. I like Hina a lot.
I didn't think about Hina for this one. That's a good answer. For most school spirit, I have Makoto Naegi and Kaito Momota.
Those are good answers too.
Being the school mascot, I mean, come on. He would be like, what's Hope Speak's mascot? Do we ever know?
The Makotos.
The Makotos.
Hope.
Hope incarnate. It's just a giant white sphere that just says hope in black letters.
Oh my.
No, it's an octagon, actually, not a sphere.
Right. Oh, Maddie. Thank
How many
you for
sides are
me.
In an octagon?
I think it's seven.
Mm. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's seven.
For most school spirit, I put Nekomaru and Kaede.
Oh my god, those are good too.
Yeah, always a good answer.
I felt really strongly about Nekomaru because he's so spirited. Like, he would 100% be, like, into that. I did not feel very strongly about Kaede, gonna be honest. I just didn't know who to put there, but I like Hina a lot.
Yeah, I do have Hina for another category, as you could probably guess what it is based on what we have left. I like Nekomaru. Are you good, Maddie, doing Nekomaru for our
first
one? Sure,
yeah.
Okay, I want to die on my Kaito hill.
I have Kaito in a future category,
okay,
so
perhaps we come back to this one.
Put a pin in it. Okay, that reminds me of the movie Bolt. Did you guys watch Bolt?
Yes. Yes. Oh my god.
You remember that guy who's like, let's just put a pin in that conversation. Like he always says that. Oh, anyways.
All right. Best dressed. I will start. I have Celestia Ludenberg and Gundam Tanaka.
Oh, the goths represent.
I know. Can you tell? I have a type. It's goth. That's people. Awesome.
I have Kaito Momota and Ooh. Kyoko specifically in the anime.
Oh, okay. Oh, that skirt suit. Oh,
that's
God.
What I'm talking about. Yeah, Kaito's good. Coat. I just love his coat.
I do
coat.
Love the inside of that coat, man. I tell you what.
Like, that
is
a moment.
Cool coat, yeah. I thought about putting down Gundam. I thought about Celeste. My answers are kind of whack, but okay. For one of them, I put Junko. I mean, she is the ultimate fashionista, so there's that. But I also, I mean, I kind of base that more off of her talent rather than actually how she's dressed. Like, her general appearance, because it's like she has a cool aesthetic going on, but, like, yeah, I don't know, that was mostly based off of her talent. And then I put Gonta because, you know, he does wear that nice suit, and I feel like I could see the student body, like, him getting like nominated and like the student body like voting for him because they kind of feel bad for him and like they want to give him a win. So they're like, you know, he does wear a nice suit.
I do have to say, best purse goes to Gomta. 11th category, best purse.
You guys can veto that one. That's fine.
It's funny because I did actually consider that.
I also did as well. I did. I'm serious. Amazing. Oh, that's kind of cute. Okay.
You have him in a future category too.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know which one.
Yeah. There's not much left.
Okay.
I feel like, okay, maybe Gundam, because Maddie thought of Gundam.
I did also think of
Gundam. I'm comfortable with that. He's pretty stylish.
I guess now we can have the Celeste. Should Celeste be best dressed or best hair? And I'm not married to either one, so.
Best dressed or best hair.
I think between those two, I'd probably choose best dressed for her, actually, over best hair. I think her outfit is serious vibes, yeah.
The other best hair is Nagito, just for everyone's memory. And then so Marin had Kaito and purple, Kyoko.
Purple.
Sorry.
Our purple people.
Our purple friends.
This is so hard.
I feel okay. So here, so with Kyoko, I think she's just wearing the Future Foundation uniform. So I almost wonder.
Fair.
Because if we give it to Kyoko, because yes, don't get me wrong, I know that she looks hot. Oh, buddy, am I aware? But Hina's wearing the exact same outfit, right? Or, no, well, she is when they walk in the first day, and then she's down to her like tank top and shorts, like mm-hmm. that were probably under her skirt for the rest of the anime. So I almost feel like I would say maybe not Kyoko.
It's canon now that Hina was wearing a skort.
Yeah. Oh, skort representation.
Yep.
What we need in media.
Skort representation for those middle school Marins out there.
They're very practical, and I will say no more on the matter. I'm comfortable eliminating Kyoko.
Okay, so if we're okay, yeah. So Maddie, what do you, Kaito or Celeste, or what's your option? Other option, Maddie.
I said Junko and Gonta, but I'm not married to those. I'm not married to either of them. It's true. And I would not want to be.
No, neither. Yeah. No.
For best dress. Let's just keep going till the end and then we'll circle back.
No, we're really
we'll circle back around.
Let's circle back. Okay.
Put a pin in it.
All right. Most likely to be Famous.
Famous.
I have Ibuki Miyota and I have Angie Yanaga. And I just want to explain, okay, the Angie one specifically. Angie would be a televangelist. That's
she
it.
So right. Oh my God.
Like she would have a television program about a Tua and they would have a live studio audience and it would be wild and so fun. And Ibuki. So I was between Ibuki and Sayaka and I picked Ibuki because Ibuki has more stage presence and she's more unique and people are more likely. And Sayaka is also already famous. She's not most likely to be famous. You know what I mean? So I was like, okay, Ibuki has the style. She's unique. Most of the time, people who become famous are unique in some way. They have to divert from the norm just a little bit, kind of like Billie Eilish or Lady Gaga. Mm,
that's a good example.
Yeah, so yeah. Anyway.
That's a good point.
I will say I love your semantics wordplay there with the to be famous. Love that. That's a rule follower up there. And I like that.
Ataka, if you will.
Ataka has entered the chat.
My most likely to be famous, I put Junko, Enoshima, and Sayaka. I would like to retract Sayaka. I hear your explanation. And I
was like, she's already in a girl group. Yeah. Like, she doesn't need this superlative.
Yeah, I do feel pretty strongly about Junko just because she's the despair of the world.
Right, she's like the cult leader, kind of famous.
And if you take her in Fashionita form, like Fashionita? Fashionista?
Fashionita. Little fashion. Fashionita.
That was good.
That was really good. So even if you took her in Fashionita form, She's still super famous. She's and on the up and up, so she could become more famous.
My two that I had actually for this category were Sayaka and Kaito. I was torn between Ibuki and Sayaka. And so if you, Caroline, if you say Ibuki, and Marin, if you retract Sayaka and also vote for Ibuki, I'm totally cool hopping on the Ibuki train. And for Kaito, I feel like he's got that charisma. Like, he's gonna be an astronaut. Like, astronauts tend to get a lot of hype and like a lot of, you know, be on the news and whatnot.
No, that's a really good point. Yeah, I feel like all of our second options are valid.
Right.
All the thought process, great. Put a pin in that one, I think. Yeah. Because I feel like our answer might change depending on if we put somebody else in a different category. Okay, most athletic. Mariam, would you like to begin?
Absolutely. So this one, I was actually like, how do you come up with who's the most athletic? Because there are a lot of different forms of athleticism. So I have a feeling our answers are going to be probably different. I went based on bulk muscle mass.
Immeasurable quality. a quantitative.
Yeah. So I picked Gonta and Sakura. Because Gonta's the only one who can lift up that grate. Do you guys remember that thing?
I remember that.
And then Sakura is so athletic. I will fight for her on that one. But yeah, that's what I picked.
I actually picked, so also Sakura. Yes, 100% agree with that. And then I would have loved to pick Sakura and Hina, but I had Hina in another category. So I actually went with Sakura and Nekomaru here, which similarly bulk muscle mass, which I did not intend to do actually. But yeah, Nekomaru is very athletic and he's also like an athletic leader and a coach, which I think is like bonus points.
I will just say now, so I don't forget, we have Nekomaru locked in at most spirited.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Okay.
So, and I also have Sakura.
Yeah,
surprise, surprise. So that's the first one we, except Kokichi, we agreed on Kokichi. My other is Hina.
You know, I would honestly love to go with Sakura and Hina, and we can take Hina out of the running for school spirit.
Okay, let's do that. Is that okay, Marin?
I think that's cute, honestly.
And because Hina, like, she practices all the time. She's always working toward being better. And yeah, I just like, and they're so cute together and they work out together. And also we could rename this category cutest couple.
Oh,
but yeah, and like Hina literally is in like 7 different sports. So
yeah,
that's like the number of classes you have. Like,
I know, like, I know.
I love it. Okay, cool. Yeah, that one's locked in, baby. Okay, most likely to be president.
All right, so for most likely to be president, one of the people I had was Mahiru, actually. Oh,
yes, I considered her.
I feel like she would run a hell of a campaign. She has the charisma, she has the drive, and she's just really organized. And yeah, I think she would be able to do it.
It's about drive. It's about power.
We stay hungry.
We devour.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And then for my second person in this category, I actually put the ultimate imposter, because let's be real, like the ultimate imposter is a really awesome leader. Like, am I wrong?
No.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Are you going to look at me and tell me that I'm wrong?
Her sister was a witch. She came down in a bubble.
He is so loud. It's like ridiculous. Like, why is he that loud?
Grow up, man.
Oh my god. Okay, for my most likely to be president, I did consider Mahiru, so I just want to put that out there. And I also considered the ultimate imposter, so Maddie and I, we were right here. Okay, so my first one, I have Taka, because who more would you want as your president than someone who is a moral compass?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna say it, we've had a lot of crooks got a lot of crooks. I'm just kidding. But yeah, you know, like some people get into politics who are not like straight and narrow folks, and Taka would not be that kind of guy.
I mean, Taka's not very straight though.
That's true. And yeah, and I feel like he'd be like kind of like a Leslie Knope-ish kind of vibe. Yeah. And then my other one, I had Sonia, because I think she's incredibly smart. She's experienced at being a leader, but I think that she would like the government structure of America, how it's like she doesn't have to be the sole like monarch. She would be working together as a team with other people, ideally. Yeah. But yeah, so I feel like that's why I thought of her for that.
I'm shocked that one of the two people that I picked was not in either of yours. It's Kurumi.
I thought about her as well.
Oh, yeah. What? Oh my God. I totally did not even think about that.
Because like, I mean, I know she's intense and she makes some choices that we'll talk about more in season three. Well, not season three, in season four. Yeah. But her, she is an instant type. And then Taka was my other choice. Yeah.
So we could go with Taka for sure.
I'm sorry. I'm between the imposter and Kurumi.
I will say I thought about Kurumi, but the reason I didn't go with her was because I think that she very much like an emphasis is put on the fact that she is like operating behind the scenes and like in the shadows of society. And I don't know if she has like that kind of like public image that would need to be presented for like presidency.
She would be so dignified as a president.
She would though. That's true. She really would.
I'm obsessed with the ultimate imposter as a pick though too. I gotta be real, like
yeah,
I'm so torn between them.
I will say though, I love Kurumi as an option. Like I do really like that. You're right, Caroline. She'd be so dignified and like, yeah, I could see that. I honestly could jump on the Kurumi train.
And she'd be a listening president, not someone who has to jump to speak first. And I think that that is a trait in leadership is significantly overlooked.
Oh, amen. Amen.
Yeah. All right. Kurumi it is.
Kurumi.
Nice.
I can't believe I didn't think of that. I'm a fool. Okay.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, listeners, we are going to take a quick break. But before we go, who would you nominate for each of these categories? Feel free to leave us an anchor, a voice message, letting us know what you think, or follow us on social media. We're Ultra Hope Girls Podcast pretty much everywhere, and you can at us, message us there, and tell us your thoughts. Also, if you are interested in more bonus content from the Ultra Hope Girls, we encourage you to check out our Patreon. The lowest tier is just $2 a month, and you get access to bonus episodes on every off week that we do not post a general episode. So check it out. We also have a Discord server, and sometimes we have get-togethers on Zoom with our upper tier patrons. So check it out, because we would love to have you join us. And with that, we will be right back.
Hello, everybody. Caroline here with a pretty exciting announcement. So I, separate from the other Ultra Hope Girls, am offering some online virtual classes in things such as writing, because, you know, I'm the ultimate literary girl, and performing, and also some clubs and classes virtually via my own school, which I founded, called the Spilling Ink School. You can check that out at thespillinginkschool.com. I'm offering tutoring in college essays. I'm offering, you know, piano classes and all that jazz. So definitely check it out. It's a good time. And I will also be offering some clubs and classes that are Danganronpa related via OutSchool. So I'll keep the links all in the description. They are for people under 18, so ask your parents before checking it out. But yeah, I'm excited to potentially have some listeners in my classes, and I wanted to let you know that that's going on. So thanks so much in advance for checking it out, and I look forward to teaching some of you.
Okay, so for best hair, we have Naruto and Celeste.
I am cool with going with Naruto for this one, because Celeste in best dress, I think, would be... It also rhymes. Celeste, best dress.
I really like Nagito's hair. And it was inspired by Candle Flame. That never leaves my brain. Every time I see him now, I think about that fact, which is weird, but it's the truth.
Yeah. All right, Nagito Candle Flame Komaeda it is. Most likely to be reality TV star. This one, we definitely had a lot of directions.
Do we want to do biggest flirt?
Did we not pick? Oh, we, oh my God, sorry. Yep.
I have yes, Mew.
Mew. Oh, we, Leon and Terra were her.
Who oh, we were yeah. Okay. So Leon is also nominated for reality TV star.
Okay. Okay, here's my thought process here. I don't want to give Terra Terra a superlative.
I don't either, to be perfectly honest.
I'm comfortable with these terms.
Okay, so perhaps let's make Leon the biggest flirt.
Nice.
All right. I love that for us. For reality TV.
I had Leon and Sonia.
I had Rintaro and Samugi.
Well, we picked Moogs. Let's go with Sonia.
Okay.
Thoughts yeah. on that? Like, I don't know. I just feel like she encompasses perhaps both the Rentaro vibes and the potentially Hyoko and Junko vibes. Not that Sonia would like create drama, but if the producers were like, can you please make drama? She would be like, yes.
Plus, like, think of her like little snide comment, or not snide, but like her asides, I guess, where she's like, oh, well, like, he was looking in my room the whole time. Like, that girl's wild, and you know, like, I feel like she would be so entertaining on a reality show.
She'd forget
show.
The cameras were there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Wait, do you guys know the show Big Brother?
Yes. Oh my God. That show is wild.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. She could go on that show.
Oh, she'd win.
We should do an episode where we pick a reality show for each character.
I don't watch enough reality TV, but I could try to figure it out. And also my girlfriend is obsessed with reality television. So
she can give you the ins and outs.
She'll teach me the way. Okay. School spirit. We have a lot of good contenders for this category.
We do.
A lot of spirited folks. We cut Hina and Taka because
correct.
They're out. Mm-hmm. So Makoto was one I had. Kaito and then... Kaede.
Mm-hmm. Which I don't feel very strongly about Kaede, so
I like Kaito for this category, not gonna lie.
I feel like Makoto is happy but not necessarily directed towards the school spirit, you know?
Right,
like he'd be at the assembly, he'd be in the stands like with a little like twirler, like yeah, but Kaito would be like you said, in the Hope school mascot suit.
Yeah, or he'd like paint his face or like just, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
Okay, Kaito Momota. All right, lastly, oh, okay, so Kaito is cut for most likely to be famous now. Are you okay with this, Maddie?
Yes. Are we doing Celeste for best dressed as well?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool.
Okay, so we're between Junko and Angie. Maddie, it's your choice.
For most likely to be famous? Oh, for Junko and Angie. I think I would go with Junko.
Okay, Junko it is.
Yeah.
I just think she like, in terms of like how the student body would vote, I think they'd be more likely to vote for Junko than Angie. Cause I think Junko's more like popular per se. I don't know.
That is true. And also she has a lot of different avenues for fame.
Yeah.
She is a fashionita and
fashionita.
Despair.
Would it be okay if I read out the final results of everything in a very dramatic announcer voice?
Yes, no. Please. What, Aaron, stop being rude. All right, Maddie, it's all you, brother.
All right, the results are in. The school superlatives for Hope's Peak Academy for this year have been decided. In the category of class clown, the superlatives go to Genocide Jack and Kokichi Oma. In the category of biggest flirt, the superlatives go to Mew Iruma and Leon Kuwata.
Woo, yeah!
Can we put like a little applause sound in the background? Like,
oh, absolutely.
Like...
Oh, yes.
Thank goodness.
In the category of most likely to succeed, we have Byakuya Togami and Chihiro Fujisaki. In the category of best hair, the superlatives go to Mondo Awada and Nagito Kumaeda. In the category of most likely to be a reality TV star, we have Tsumugi Shirogane and Sonya Nevermind. In the category of Most School Spirit, we have none other than Nekomaru Nidai and Kaito Momota.
Luminary of the Stars!
In the category of Best Dressed, we have Gundam Tanaka and Celestia Ludenberg. In the category of Most Likely to be Famous, we have Ibuki Miyota and Junko Enoshima. And for Most Athletic, the superlatives go to Sakura Ogami and Aoi Asahina. And last but certainly not least, Most Likely to be President, the superlatives go to Kiyotaka Ishimaru and Kirumi Tojo. Let's give it up for all of our superlatives.
Yeah! Yeah! All right, everybody, we're going to be rocking and rolling right into our amended bedwetting ahead for today. We are going to be choosing between Kokichi, Sakura, and Gonta. My prompt is, who would you want to invent the newest LaCroix flavor with?
Very nice.
Thank you.
Mine is, okay, so like I said, this is very specific. Who would you want to compete against in that little Oreo challenge thing where you sit down and you take an Oreo cookie and you put it on your forehead, and while just using the muscles of your face, you can't use your hands, you have to like shift it down into your mouth and eat it by like scrunching your face up?
That's a great one.
I do feel like that was specific, but I'm not opposed. Mine is, who would you want to spend Valentine's Day with?
Okay,
oh, easy for me. I would absolutely spend Valentine's Day with Sakura. No question. Do I even need to explain myself? Listeners, if you're confused, check out season 1, Bestie Picks Waifu.
Episode 2 of Ultra Hope Girls of All Time.
Yeah. Wow, that was a while ago. And then I would probably invent a new LaCroix flavor with Gonta, because I don't really know why. I don't know. That'd be a time. And then I would compete in the Oreo cookie challenge against Kokichi, and I probably lose, but I'm just in it to have fun, not to win. So like, whatever. I'm just in it to have a good time. I'd still get to eat the Oreo at the end. That's the important thing. And I just think it would be funny. I just think like he's the kind of guy who like doing the Oreo challenge with, we'd just be like cracking ourselves up, you know, it'd just be fun. So that's all.
I would go on a Valentine's Day date with Sakura because she is beautiful and very sweet, and it would be so much fun. And we'd probably go on like a hike or something, and it would be cute and have a little picnic. Oh. I would invent a new LaCroix flavor with Kokichi because I watched this episode of Nathan For You, if either of you have seen that show.
I love that
where
show.
They make a, in order to help a frozen yogurt shop get more customers, they make a poop flavor. And I feel like Kokichi would come up with something weird like that. That would be like the jelly bean game, Bean Boozled.
Oh God.
But LaCroix version. I think it would be really ridiculous and funny. And then I would play the Oreo game with Gonta because I think I would win. And that's all that matters. It's not about the Oreo or having fun.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Just so everyone listening to it. But yes.
All right. I would spend Valentine's Day with Kokichi because I feel like he wouldn't take it too seriously, you know? And like, I could get expectations out of my head and we would just have a day. And whatever he planned for the day, I feel like would be interesting at the very least. Yeah. Oh my, this is tough. I think I would go against Gonta for the Oreo challenge because I feel like Sakura would win, and it's definitely about winning, and I want to win. And then And then I would invent a new flavor of LaCroix with Sakura, because I feel like she would be like secretly artistic and would just be able to pick up some flavors that I wouldn't expect to come together perfectly, but they would, and it would be the best LaCroix flavor of all time, which is a tough bar to pass, but she could do it.
I will say, I'm sorry, unpopular opinion, I don't like LaCroix.
Thank you for your apology.
Maddie, I was you once. I thought LaCroix was the stupidest thing. I didn't like how it tasted, blah 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 blah. But I'm a changed woman now. I've come to the light.
Okay.
I really thought I was better than that. Not better.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
I waste $5 a week on a 12 pack of LaCroix.
I mean, I waste more money than that on like Dunkin' and Starbucks coffees.
Dunkin' is not a waste. Take it back.
I mean, it's not a need, but it's true. It's good stuff.
But it is a desire.
Mm.
Starbucks is a waste of money.
Yeah, Starbucks coffee is bad.
Because it's overpriced. Well, I like their coffee. It's just, it's way too overpriced for, it's not good enough quality for the price.
All right, everybody. If you were Jin Kirigiri, the family man, who would you vote for all the superlatives? Let us know by leaving us a voicemail at anchor.fm, or you can tweet at us or Facebook message us or Instagram message us or TikTok message us. We are All Sugar Hope Girls Podcast pretty much everywhere. And if you like what you're listening to today, make sure you leave us a 5-star review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. We really appreciate it. And we also have a Patreon, which the lowest tier is just $2 a month, and you get access to bonus content on the weeks where we don't post on Apple and Spotify, you guys. So that means Ultra Hope Girls every single week. Wow. Every single week. I know, crazy. But yeah, we appreciate you all being here, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.